Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Thanks for joining us today for our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here again this week with Rosemary.
Yes, we are. We're all here.
We are here. Now, this week we're following on from last week's topic, but we're adding more to it. So last week we looked at the question of how can I help? And we talked about how we have our human natural gifts and abilities that God has given us and that we've been blessed with. And we looked at how do we discover them, strengthening those gifts. And we talked about different ways that we can, I suppose, discover them more by asking different questions.
Yes, but we're not just human beings. We're spiritual beings too. So the extension of the natural gifts are spiritual gifts.
Which is what we want to focus on this week.
Yep. Yes. Also, though, when the Spirit comes to live inside of us, which occurs when we actually make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, He gives us special gifts. And sometimes they coincide with our natural ones, but sometimes they could be quite different.
Which was your experience, as you shared this week in our Heartbeat, was that you were someone who was very, very shy, but you felt like God said to you, I want you to be an encourager, so the gift of exhortation.
And so I needed to be able to not be shy and talk and share with people.
Yeah.
And thinking about it, I've always had a positive attitude in life. So that's in my personality. I see things on the positive side. You know, when they say, is the glass half empty or half full? I see it always as half full. It's just the way I see things. But it was the Spirit of God within me that gave me the gift to encourage others. And it is this desire in me to see the goodness of people, but to encourage them in that.
You describe the spiritual gifts as extraordinary power given by the Holy Spirit, but it's where God gives us supernatural graces. But what I liked is that it says, well, you shared that the supernatural graces are for the body and the whole church. So they're not just for us. It's to be witnesses of God in the world by these spiritual gifts that He gives
us. Because it's come from the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God has no favorites, and what He shares with us, He wants us to share with others, because He wants others to come to know the Spirit as well, come to know the Lord God.
And you then continue, I like what you said here, was you said our graces are joined together to fulfill the mission of the church, because it's together that we come and we bring all our gifts, and that's how we can fulfill the mission.
Yes, one person can't do it alone. And that's the way God has done it as a unified family. He wants all of us to bring our gifts that we have and all to be used for His glory, but for all to be served and loved and looked after.
So let's just, I suppose, remind us all of what these spiritual gifts are. And they're in a few different places. And the first place that you shared was from in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. And it says, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. And that was the first place that you shared. And then the second one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, and various kinds of tongues. So there's actually quite a wealth there of different gifts that God gives us. And the only way really we can begin to discover that is through prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to come and reveal those gifts to us.
Yes. I don't know exactly where, but there are different books that you can find that basically get you to fill out a quiz, and they propose a question and say, well, would you do this or would you do this? And so by you answering the question, it actually comes down to you might have administration gifts because that's the biggest one where all the answers were that way. But there's lots. If you go seek out, I think Ave Maria Press, they make different books, that all Catholic publications, and they actually then talk about the spiritual gifts. So, you know, you can find them on Amazon, you can find them on some Christian bookstores, but definitely seek out the publications that are with the Catholic publishers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it would be good for this week's weekly challenge to go over what we talked about last week, because the questions that we talked about as part of that weekly challenge that were applied to, I suppose, our human gifts, we can also apply to our spiritual gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you said, some of them would be complementary and some of them you might be like, oh, God, I've need to, you know, step out and do that. But you'll hopefully be able to discover that. So the first thing we had was to write down your passions. And I do think that sometimes our passions do coincide with our spiritual gifts, that God has put those desires on our heart because he wants us to do something for his kingdom with those desires and passions.
When he created us, he already put in those passions or dreams or personality within us.
Within us, yep.
To be used to coincide with our spiritual gifts.
Then the next question was, where have you been placed? So looking at your life, your circumstances, who's in it, where are you, I suppose, spending your time as well? And then the next thing was, what gifts do you have? So looking at the things that you're already good at. And then the next important one is, what is God saying to you?
What does the Spirit
lead you to?
Yeah, like what burns within you when you pray about different things, or the Spirit leads you to read about something, or you, I don't know. It's the Spirit reveals it, the gift to you. It's hard to describe, but this revelation comes from different means. It can come from reading scripture. It could come from, like I said, some friend says, oh, you're always so good at this. And you go, really? I didn't know I was good at that. Maybe it was you pray over someone and they get healed and you realize it happens so often that God's given you a gift of healing, but you don't know till you step out to do it. You know, you're not necessarily, you're praying for the person to be healed, but you don't know that that's going to
occur.
God's
blessed you with that. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then the last thing was to pray about it.
Yep.
So to take it to prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to come and to reveal it to you and to continue to pray to you, or pray to you for you to pray to them throughout the day, and have God reveal that, because God can reveal that as we go through our day in our lives.
Yes, but this is only touching the surface because think about it. If I had a spiritual gift of healing, well, I would really want to study more about, how do I use this spiritual gift of healing? How does God want me to develop it? How do I have a humble heart to listen to the Lord? Like, there's so many, what are the saints or people had a gift of healing? How did they do it? What did they do? How did God talk to them, use them? You know, but God, again, can use you in a totally different way to somebody else. But you'd really want to maybe do some research on those particular spiritual gifts.
Definitely. Well, we hope that that has really blessed you this week. And like Rosemary said, that is just touching the surface, very, very brushstroke of what spiritual gifts are. So I do hope that you can go away this week and have a look at those questions, write down your passions, where have you been placed, what gifts do you have, what is God saying to you, and to pray about it. And I pray that God would reveal to you more those spiritual gifts as you ask him to reveal them to you. So we pray that you have a really blessed week this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. So have a good one. Bye.
Bye.